So if my show open actually ends up broadcasting, I don't know what's going on with my little
You've
radio
tuned
station
into Psychic
here,
View with Mona Van Joseph.
There we go.
This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on the station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining
right,
and interactive program is brought to you weekly on
the
station.
To
ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Yay! Welcome to my Friday broadcast. I actually broadcast this on Blog Talk Radio, and every now and then it lags when I hit the show open, as you basically heard this morning. So sometimes it cues right up and plays right up, and it's very cool. And then sometimes, like today, it looks like it's playing, and then when I hit it again, it repeats 2 or 3 minutes after I hit it. So it's very strange. So I'm hoping it doesn't come back on again. I don't think it will. But I'm going to go right to the call. So the way this program works is you call into the program with one specific question. Now, the question that is not permitted on the program is, what do the cards hold for me? Because that's a full session, all right? I'm asking for a specific question. So something about career, something about love, maybe vibration with a specific person. Those are your allowed questions. But what does the universe have to say to me? That's a full session. And I don't charge that much for a full session, so you might want to keep that in mind. So saying that, I'm going to go right to the callers. And remember, on my broadcast, new callers always have priority because a lot of you, all 947 of you that are my regular callers, I will get to your calls in the order that they come in. But new callers always have priority on my broadcast. So I'm going to go to area code 845. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Lucy. Lucy, you're calling from a different phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's your question today?
My question is about me and my son-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a huge difference, and then I'd like to know what's up with that.
All right, okay, let me see. Hang on. Okay, so the big card that's coming up in your reading is the card of politics. So right smack in the middle of your reading is I'm going to call it family politics. And what it's saying here is that you're the adult. So it says here, act like you're the adult, which means any of the shenanigans that he does, do not take it personally because it's not about you, it's about him. All right. So what it's saying is that I want you to go from being nice to being polite. Now, there's a big difference between being nice and being polite. Being nice is, you know, he finds himself in jail and you bail him out of jail. That's being nice. Being polite is he calls you and you say, gee, I'm really sorry, but I can't help you with that. That's being polite. All right. So in other words, do not let yourself get caught up in the triggers that go along with your son-in-law, okay? Because what it's saying here is you're the adult, and that it's time for you to pretty much take that role on. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I never have been so mistreated by anybody. It's worse than a slap in the face. Yeah, that's true.
All I'm trying to tell you is that you're the adult here, and he's behaving like an asshole.
Exactly.
And that's how it's coming up in the cards. So it's obvious to everyone that this man is basically behaving like a spoiled 15-year-old. All right?
Exactly.
So
yes.
So what you do is you ignore that behavior and do whatever you can to not be around that behavior whenever possible. Okay? Because the thing is that people, but I say sometimes that the way to encourage better behavior in people, and I've said this to people before, is that you look at the people around you as though you're training a dog. All right? Dogs remember, just like people do, the behavior they're rewarded for, not necessarily the behavior they're punished for, okay? So when you ignore the bad behavior, this is great for five-year-olds, by the way. If you ignore the bad behavior, like if a little kid's having a meltdown in the grocery store, the best thing the adults can do is ignore the behavior. That's the best thing, because then the child learns that behavior doesn't get attention. But being a good kid does, right? So what it's saying here is that there's a shift that happens over the next 5 months connected with your son-in-law, and it's because you don't take anything he does personally. So I'm going to recommend a book for you, Lucy. If you've never read this book, it's called The Four Agreements. It's by Ruiz. Okay.
Yes, I
want you to
I love
read,
it.
I want you to, yeah, it's a wonderful book. I want you to reread it, and then I want you to leave a copy so your son-in-law finds it.
You know, I just cannot, because they say that I'm full of bullshit, that I'm
just delusional,
and then blah, blah, blah.
No.
Then they say they don't want to hear nothing about anything about this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to tell you is that if you leave it laying around, don't give it to him as a gift, just leave it somewhere in their house.
Oh, they know they live far away from me. Yeah, it's just when
Then find a way to get it to them. Like you could mail it anonymously even. But I'll tell you, they won't throw it away. They'll read it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, because all I'm trying to tell you here is that they're the ones behaving like jerks, not you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
I love
you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. All right. I've got somebody here from the 267 area code. Hello, 267. Who's this?
Hello. My name's Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Yes. Could you tell me if his name begins with A? An old relationship that really never died, but do you see him breaking up, leaving the person he's with, and reaching out to me soon?
So my immediate reaction to your question was that if he did, it would be to toy you or use you as a bridge in some way. But I do not see him coming back to you like all opened arms, full of love, ready to set up life with you. Because the way these cards are coming up is that if that happens, it would be a very painful final realization on your part that this is not the dude.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. What I keep getting for you, Donna, is that you deserve to have somebody that treats you like you're the best human on the planet, not plan B.
Oh, okay. Because we were together and he had left her because I got distant. And then he said he made a mistake and all that. And I guess you see him with her, or I don't know.
No, here's what I see. I see him coming up reversed. I see that you guys have been playing the hokey pokey on this for some time, but nothing's
yeah.
ever been resolved. Then I see this card that talks about if you can just go into your what I call your god or goddess energy about attracting to you the kind of man that you really deserve and realize that the way this man's treated you was incredibly unfair and he wasn't totally honest with you. So as soon as you can finally wrap your mind around this one not being the best choice, all right, as soon as you can just say, no, there's a reason why it didn't really work before. As soon as you can wrap your mind around that, then what it's saying is that July or August presents a better romantic choice to you. But you have to put this one to rest. You have to put it in the past. And even though he may be reaching out to you, he's reaching out to you for you to support him in some way. That's what I don't like, is it feels like you're plan B. I don't want you to be plan B.
Oh, okay.
All right, Donna,
it's because it's okay, thank you so much.
Okay, all right, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, let me get it on the air here, the 941 area code. Hello, 941, who's this?
My name is Carla. And
hi, Carla,
my
what's your question today?
My question is, I am seeking a new office space. I'm getting out, well, I'll be getting out of my new, my old office into a new one because me and the landlord are not working out very well, should you say.
All right,
and,
that's fine.
Do you see me finding a new office soon? Because I think she's already bringing in somebody else, like
well,
pushing
yeah,
me
as
out.
A matter of fact, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you've checked out one of, are you moving into like an executive office, one of those kind of situations?
I'm still looking. I have not found anything
okay.
yet. That's the only thing.
Okay, because I have to tell you, and I'm going to tell you how I set up my business real quick. So I'm a professionally licensed psychic in Vegas, which means I went
mm-hmm.
through a criminal background investigation to have this
mm-hmm.
license. And in
mm-hmm.
order for me to do this legally, I have to work from a commercial office space. So
mm-hmm.
so basically, if you go to any psychic that works out of their home, they're not licensed. I'm just saying. Okay, in Vegas. So what I did is I actually got an office at a Regis executive suite. Now, there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of different places that are doing a great – WeWork is another one that's real good. But I have a very small little office in a professional environment. So when people come to see me, they don't leave my office smelling like a hookah lounge. All right. So I did what I did differently. This is saying that by the first you find something. So
okay,
I'm
not medical.
Worried. Yeah. Well, I'm still not worried about you finding space. As a
okay.
matter of fact, I almost wonder if there is someone that already has a medical office that you could rent, you know, several rooms from and share
uh-huh.
the receptionist. Because what it's
mm-hmm.
saying here is it says there's a happy marriage for you connected with the new office space with a woman that's a bit on the petite side with dark hair and dark eyes.
Mm, okay.
So I don't know if she does plastic surgery and your medicine complements that. I don't know if she does, I don't know, oncology and your medicine, your service aligns
massage.
With that. But it's somebody. Oh, perfect. Okay, so she could be an acupuncturist that
See,
you
that's
end
what I'm
up.
From now. Yeah, it ain't working.
Okay,
out.
But what? Yeah, all I'm trying to tell you is that there's a happy new arrangement about to
okay,
happen
good.
For you.
Okay,
as soon
good.
As you, as soon as you go to some place like a physical therapy place. Or a chiropractor, but I get a woman that you're going to be working with who's freaking awesome and ends up becoming a great friend of yours. So you want to
okay.
start looking at the fact that you're sort of forced to move right now as though it's a blessing,
uh-huh.
because according to
uh-huh.
this, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
okay.
just a little stressful at the time.
yeah,
you know.
Well, okay, so
when you're not liked,
what's
it's
the
stressful.
Okay.
Pardon
me? But instead of you taking it personally, and you might want to reread the book, The Four Agreements, instead of taking it personally, I'd rather you go into the energy of, oh, well, it'll be a brand new opportunity in a much better place. So I'm not worried about you at all.
Okay, good.
Because it says you find something, but it's a little out of the ordinary where you used to find something. So it could be that you go to a beauty salon and say, you know, do you have space I can rent here? Because your clients will follow you no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be just a business person versus medical.
Right, exactly. But that's why I'm saying if you were to go to someplace like a Regis Executive Suite where you actually had your own office there, then people could come to you, and you don't know, there could be other businesses in there that do similar things or complementary things to you that you guys could refer business to each other. So it's saying actually the biggest thing I would recommend for you is not so much today concentrating on finding the place. It's today concentrating on who can you network with that can bring you more business, and that in that effort, you end up finding the space to move.
Okay.
So instead of stressing yourself out over the next, say 4 days, I would rather you turn around and say, gee, what other organizations locally can I connect with as a networking opportunity that will allow me to rent space down the road, or complements my business and I complement theirs. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, bye. All right. Got somebody here from I'm going to go to the 818 area code. Hello, 818. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Actually, I'm just listening. I'm driving, I always enjoy listening, so thank you.
All right, I'll put you back on hold then. Thanks. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201.
Hi, Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Jackie. How are you?
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Love. I'm looking for a change. I'm trying to see what direction should I go into. Looking to do something different during the summer to make money besides of my normal flow.
Okay, so what's your specific question?
What can I do to focus on my next venture?
All right, so it says here, for the next adventure would be presented to you through a series of coincidences. So instead of you being very steadfast about how and I'm going to put the word should in quotes, instead of you being focused on how it should happen, I want you to be focused on just letting things happen. And so, hey, Jackie, by the way, when you call me next time, can you make sure you're in a really quiet place? Because background noise is super distracting to me. So next time you call, can you be someplace quiet? Because I have a hard time concentrating when folks are calling me from, you know, outdoors or on a bus or whatever.
Okay.
But what it's saying here is that you don't have to do this the hard way, and that the thing that could present itself to you can present itself to you very easily if you'll just let it. So seriously, this is not about you pushing. It's about you allowing. So what I want you to do is sit down and write down the things that you love to do. And then in the idea of writing down the things you love to do, see what jobs or opportunities align with those things. Because that's how you're going to earn the extra money that you need to get. So thanks for the call. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 484 area code. Hello, 484. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tonette calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hi, Tonette. What's your question?
My question is, do you see Desiree actually moving in this month or the month of June?
You know, you called before about Desiree, and I still don't have I still don't have a good feeling about that. I still get a squirrely feeling about that. And what it's saying here is that it's saying that there's this weird guilt energy that's around this person. And
okay.
I actually think it's her own guilt. And I don't want you to serve the guilt. And
okay.
I know that's the weirdest thing for me to say, but no, it does not say anything about a move in June. What it's actually saying is that I'm going to give you a tool to use. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the tool. And everybody listening, you guys can use this tool. All right? I want you to imagine a big ice bucket full of sparkly glitter, okay? And the glitter is, see, you're in a really noisy environment, and this is real. Can you put me on mute so I can finish telling you? Because the noisy environment's distracting me. So put me on mute, and then I'll explain everything else I need to explain to you. But whatever's going on in the background there is really distracting me. So what you do is you imagine a big ice bucket, a clear ice bucket full of glitter. And I want you to imagine the glitter to be all the love in the universe, all right? So there's this glitter, and it's this in this ice bucket that as you take out a spoonful, it refills, all right? So I want you to imagine that you're taking spoonfuls of this love glitter, and you're basically putting it on any issue that is a struggle for you. So with this young woman, I want you to keep taking spoonfuls of glitter and kind of pouring it over her, all right? Because what it's saying here is it's not your responsibility to fix this relationship, and nor do I see her moving anywhere close to you in June. What I'm actually getting is this weird, she's out of control in something, and it's not your responsibility. So I just want you to take this wonderful, all the love in the world glitter, and I just want you to pour it over her and wish her well, because now is not any kind of a time for the two of you to be drawn together, according to what I'm seeing here. As a matter of fact, what I'm seeing here is she needs help that's bigger or greater than you in some way. So, all right, thanks for the call. All right, I've got somebody here from area code. Let me go to area code 914. Hello, 914. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. What's your question?
I just my anxiety just shot through the roof because the roommate that I'm living with told me that I might have to move at the end of the month. So I'm just wondering what you can
okay.
talk around the move, if I'm going to be moving and anything about that.
Yeah, actually, sweetheart, it does say that you're moving. And it actually gets you out of a very uncomfortable situation. So where you're living right now is not very ideal for your sense of peace anyway. So even though
right.
the move is stressful, it says here there's a man, this is not a romantic thing, but a man that's a friend of yours with brown hair and blue eyes that would let you stay with him if you needed to for a few weeks. And I want to make sure that you would only stay with him for a few weeks, because it's saying that you do find a better place within the next 5 weeks. So if you end up getting kicked out of your place at the end of the month, there's a young man here that would let you stay with him without actually charging you any money. So that means you're going to become a great cook and housekeeper for the time that you're staying with him. But what it's saying here is that this is somebody that feels like a brother or a coworker or somebody that's just a nice, kind man that will let you stay with him. No sexual attraction at all, but that says that's your plan B.
Okay.
So
I can't think of anyone at the moment.
Well, what I'm getting here is that there's somebody with that description that is going to be helpful for you. And all I want you to do is be open to that, because it does say you're moving. It does say you get out of a yucky, trappy, yucky, bad energy situation. So I want you to instead, did you hear the last caller when I talked about the love glitter?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to take the issue of the move, and I want you to spoon love glitter on it. That
okay.
all the love in the universe on this issue, because that's going to make
okay.
me more aware on how to solve it. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you so much. God bless
okay.
you.
All right,
thank
bye.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.